And good afternoon. Welcome back. 517, 730 WTNT. The Truth, it's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And if you pick up a Washington Times and you see the name Ralph Z. Hallow, you know it's going to be an important story, a good story. And there is one in the paper today on the front page by Ralph. And it's called Once Written Off, Gingrich Surges. Afternoon. Welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Andy.
All right. Everyone thought Newt Gingrich was toast. Remember? Even his staff was upset because he went on a vacation. Some of his staff members, I think it was, Iowa, they quit. They walked out.
Yeah, the whole senior staff, Andy. The whole senior. People who had been with him for many, many years. People who worshipped him.
Yeah.
Got so fed up. He wasn't raising money for them. He wasn't helping them put food on their own tables.
Well, what happened? What happened to bring him back?
Oh, that's easy. What happened to bring him back is the rest of the field imploded, and Newt started appearing in the debates. And once he gets on that stage, I mean, he's dynamite.
Yeah.
I mean, he's an intelligent man with lots of knowledge. Far more knowledge than most of the other people on the stage. That's just the way Newt is. He was a professor, a university professor of history. He does an inordinate amount of reading, unbelievable amount of reading all the time. He's always studying things, and he's always looking for new ways. So, I mean, that's an interesting person. You get him up on the stage, and he's going to show everyone else off. So every time I would talk, you probably had this experience, talk to people after a debate, I'd say, who won? And say, well, Newt wiped the floor with all of them. Now, that didn't mean they were saying that he should be the nominee. At that point, all they could remember was, boy, he had one of the worst launches in modern history for any presidential nomination candidate.
Yeah.
So, Andy, I don't know where do you think this is going?
Well, I think that he's got enough to go all the way, you know, and get the nomination. I really do. I'm a guy who never thought a whole lot of Newt Gingrich because he came off as sort of arrogant. He had some baggage, but he's addressed that issue as recently as last night with Laura Ingraham.
I'm glad you mentioned that. You know what the headline of this story should be? It's wrong. The headline on this story on my story today, should be Evangelicals Hot for Newt.
That's unbelievable.
Isn't it?
I know. And I heard that from more than one person as recently as today, that all of a sudden he's become an accepted commodity within the religious right. He is making people like me kind of turn the corner on him, where I always thought he was sort of pompous. You know, and I've interviewed him many times, and I sort of got that impression from him that, you know, I'm so far above everybody I talk to. But now I see the importance of his intellect. I see in every debate, he's the guy who shines. He's the adult in the room, if you will, on the stage.
And, oh, by the way, that's the other thing people kept saying. The only adult on the stage. The adult in the room. Wow. I mean, that was a heck of a commentary on the rest of the field. You're going to find, by the way, in my opinion, you're going to be disappointed time and again with that haughtiness that he can't help. Look, he does know more than the rest of the people he talks to.
It's a given. It's a given.
You know, and he's not going to be phony about it. He's going to tell you what he knows. I think it's useful. I'm willing to I've known him for, I don't know, since he came to Washington. I have to overlook it all the time. If I can do it, can you do it?
Yeah, sure. The left hates this guy.
Oh God.
Can he get some of the left to cross the party line to vote for him? Because you and I both know the independents I don't think are a problem, but you still need some of that left to move across the line. And there's a great deal of distrust of Newt Gingrich by the left.
Yeah, I think that the intellectuals on the left may understand what Newt Gingrich is all about. The people, the independents will come, depending on how Newt conducts himself, Gingrich can become appealing to many independents who are looking, many of them looking for exactly what Newt is offering. Mm-hmm. Newt is offering real solutions, adult solutions. You said the word before.
Right.
But is he going to come off as a finger wagger? I don't think so. You, our friend, the libertarian conservative from Texas.
Ron Paul.
Yeah, Ron. Dr. Paul, he's right. In my opinion, he's right on everything. What's the problem? He comes off wagging his finger in your face, and you just want to shut it off, you know, turn around and leave.
Well, yeah, I think the drawback with Ron Paul, though, is his stance on the military, his stance on foreign policy. He wants to pack up all around the world, pack up all of our troops, and just simply bring them home, thinking that that's going to make things better in the Middle East. And that's a real concern for people. I think his fiscal policy, a lot of people admire. Yeah. You know, he's going to cut costs. He's going to do the right things with our dollars, except for when it comes to the military.
Hey, that brings me to something that Newt, I think, is turning people on. Now, you and I could do this someday.
Okay.
You know, 3-hour debates. We'll do foreign policy because that's the one I think we may be the farthest apart on, and that would be a lot of fun.
All right. Okay.
But Newt wants to debate some guy named Barack Obama.
Yes, that's right.
Right, for 3 hours. He's like
7 3-hour debate.
Yeah, 7 3. Look, and you know, you could see he's champing at the bit. Or, you know, the rest of the candidates are thinking, you could see it. You look at their eyes and think, oh, God, I got to face Obama now.
What would that matchup be like?
Oh, it would be fantastic.
He would kill him.
I've seen Newt do this in so many contexts with so many different kinds of bright people, of sharp people, of formidable people.
Yeah.
And Newt knows how to do it. Because he's got the brain power, he's got the knowledge. I think it would become part of the annals of American history, political history, if this ever took place. Now, I can't imagine why President Obama would ever consent to it. I mean, it's just like committing suicide in this part, I think.
Yeah. You have some information on polling that has been developed over the past few days.
Utterly amazing. Newt is now in second, either alone in second place or sharing second place with, say, Mitt Romney or Kaine.
Yeah.
No, usually he's past Kaine. Yeah. I think he's sharing second place with Mitt Romney or has it alone. And this is in state polls and national polls, South Carolina. South Carolina is one of the early ones. I can't believe I'm saying this. But mark it on your calendar. It on my calendar.
Okay.
I think this is turning into a two-man race. Never thought this possible between Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich.
Yeah.
And that is breathtaking, I can tell you, because you talked about the baggage.
Yeah.
You're right. He did have baggage. And more baggage than he deserved to have in the minds of most people because they heard ugly stories, some of which weren't true. But nonetheless, he was forced to leave the United States House of Representatives because his own members were so angry after that terrible election.
Yeah. I want to play just a little bit of what he said to Laura Ingraham last night on Fox, because she said, what happens if the press comes after you?
I expect they will bring up my personal life, and my response is that I have reconciled and asked for forgiveness from God. Clista and I have a great marriage. We're very close to our two daughters, who are both campaigning. We're very close to our two grandchildren. People have to look at me and decide. I'm a 68-year-old grandfather. I've learned a great deal in life. I think today I am prepared to be the kind of president the United States needs, and I think we need leadership that is capable of getting very large change to get us back to full employment, to balance the budget again, and to strengthen our national security. And I think if people decide that's true, the odds are very high that I will be the nominee, and as nominee that I will defeat Barack Obama.
I can't think of anybody who would have handled that as well as he did just now.
Ditto. I was thinking of central casting. CL, send in a scriptwriter. We got a guy here. We want to put in his mouth some believable, thoughtful comments about
he's
going.
I think that's very, very important. Yeah. And I said at the onset of this interview, I was never a big Newt fan, even though I've sat face to face, just like you're sitting here, with Newt Gingrich in the past. When he'd get up and leave, I'd go, yeah, the guy just comes off as being so pompous, but I have turned the corner on that.
Let me tell you this story. Don't repeat it to anyone. Is
okay.
that a deal?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Everybody, turn the radio off. No, don't do that. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. When I first got to town in the early 80s to, and I started covering politics. And there was Newt. Wherever Newt would be, I can tell you, Newt was the person. He became the center of attention. So if Newt gave a little speech on the floor of the House or in the hallway, wherever he was,
right.
Reporters would flock to him because he had that something special.
Yeah.
He sounded like a genius.
Yeah.
He sounded like he knew everything. Okay. Now, again, not to be repeated to anyone. I'd go back to my office, I'd go back to the paper, and I'd transcribe the tape. You know, I was on fire when I left. I said, this guy's brilliant. Then I'd get back to the office, I'd transcribe the tape. Nothing made any sense. None of the sentences were finished. I thought these great points were going somewhere. They didn't. That changed over the years.
Yeah, I understand. And I saw that as well. And the only thing holding him back now that I could see would be money is an issue. I saw that he doesn't have the campaign cash that these other guys have. But that ultimately would
it's
change.
It's been slipped to me. Perhaps by an interested party.
Oh.
I couldn't tell you. That he has been raising money hand over fist for the last 3 days.
Oh, really?
People sent me some numbers, which I can't confirm, so I'm not going to, because it's not like propaganda. I'm not going to put them up.
Yeah.
But, wow. I mean, significant money.
Yeah,
so this means that a lot of the investors that were understandably hanging back may be saying, oh, boy, it's Newt Gingrich or Mitt Romney. We got to make it. We'll make a difference here.
I'll be darned. Huh. Well, listen, it's been great to talk to you today. We'll do this again. Appreciate it very much. Great story on Newt Gingrich today. Front page, A1, Washington Times. Check it out. It's by Ralph Z. Hello. Thank you, sir.
You're great for your age group.
529 at 7:30 WTNT.